Residents in a rural community in Bucks County are fighting a faith-based youth camp that wants to put in a new gym, sports fields, and a shooting range. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the area is home to wetlands and endangered species. Residents are concerned about water quality, the environment, and more traffic should the proposed development get built.
Carla Sessions and her husband Pat have lived in Kintnersville for almost 20 years. It's a remote, wooded area where you have to drive about 10 miles to the nearest supermarket. Neighbors in this area keep to themselves.
We're not real social, you know. Everyone respects everyone's privacy and minds their own business.
But that all changed last summer when a few neighbors met at Sessions' home to voice concerns about Haycock Camping Ministries and its plans to build a number of new facilities that could triple the number of young campers they serve. The neighbors are concerned about more traffic and noise and the impact this development might have on local waterways. The program has been around since the 1960s. It offers faith-based camping programs and activities like kayaking, wall climbing, and riflery. The camp also rents its lodging and facilities to the community. The Sessions say Haycock have been friendly neighbors for years, but about a decade ago, residents became bothered when they started to hear more loud gunshots from the camp shooting ranges.
We began to feel as though there was a little bit more militant investiture there that hadn't been there before.
Haycock is now proposing to build a new gymnasium, soccer and softball fields, a basketball court, and another shooting range. Neighbors who were once strangers are now uniting against the development plan. They've since collected more than 140 petition signatures and even chipped in for an attorney to help them block the proposal. Quentin Brown has lived near the camp for over 25 years.
The current proposal is going to result in way too many people, way too much water usage, too much sewage, too much noise, too much smell. It's just way over the top.
Residents have voiced their concerns directly to camp leaders and to township officials.
I lived here for 11 years, so these are a lot of people that I know well, and certainly I understand some of their concerns, and we're listening, and this is just the beginning of the process.
That's Haycock Camp Director Dave Steinson.
Our main goal is to support kids and families and help them grow, specifically focus on growing boys into godly men.
He says expanding the camp's reach to kids throughout the community will help fill a gap in sports opportunities in the rural area.
I've lived here for a while. My kids have all gone to school here, and they're still currently in school. There is not a whole lot of support system outside of the school buildings.
As for the concern about the gun range, Steinson says shooting activities only happen in the daytime and only for part of the year. Carla Sessions' husband, Pat, drove me down the winding narrow roads that lead to the camp. There are two watersheds in the area, Cook's Creek and Haycock Creek, which goes through the camp and connects to Lake Nockamixon.
And so any kind of runoff or any kind of effluent from the sewage system or from the swimming pool flushing of chlorine and things of that nature will eventually end up in this creek.
The federally threatened bog turtle and the endangered long-eared bat are also in the area. Steinson says Haycock will follow environmental laws and stormwater requirements and plans to buffer any potential impacts.
We know we're going to have to go through land development on each of these projects. This is not getting around any studies, whether it's traffic impact, water impact, any endangered species studies, all that stuff. We know we're going to have to do all that. We're not trying to get around any of that stuff.
Andy Cole is a professor of landscape architecture at Penn State University. He says it's always possible that runoff from development can impact wetlands and habitats, but Cole adds that these impacts can be buffered if planned carefully.
A well-thought-out, well-planned, considerate design can allow us to both develop and maintain the natural resources around us if it's well-thought-out and considered and monitored to make sure that impacts haven't occurred.
The township's Board of Supervisors has held hearings to listen to both sides of the debate. They'll soon decide whether to approve Haycock's development plan, and if so, whether to impose any stipulations. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.